siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje uhlelo asiyihluzeni bomama. Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 of the Voice of America. This Thursday, the 24th of December, 2020, on the eve of this year's Christmas. We thank the Lord that we've managed to go as far as this. This year has been such a challenge because of the coronavirus. Lunyaga ukanya ube mubi kakhulu ngenxa yobhubhane lolu ole coronavirus. Tinokuchingamidza yama dzinodiwa. Tiri kusangana muchirongwa chedu ngatikurukurei madzimai. Pa Voice of America, pa Studio 7. Muchirongwa nhasi ndakamirira Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawuye pamwe chete nasitandikile Mhlanga ndini Praxedes Jeremiah. Tiri kukurukura nezvinhu zvakasiyana tsaukana. Sezvo ari riri zuva rakadongorera pazuro rekizimusi mangwana chaiyi. Gore rinoranga rakangooma kuvanhu vakawanda pasi rose. Zvisinei kuti kuZimbabwe, kuAmerica, kuUK, kune dzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica, South Africa, kunana Ghana, kwese kwese zvinhu zvanga zvakangooma, vanhu vese vari kungoti zvanga zvakavaomera. Vamwe vakarasikirwa nemabasa, vamwe havasi kutokwanisa kana kuwana chekudya chekuisa patebho kuti vadye nevana. Zvikuru sei kunyika dzichiri kusimukira dzakaita seZimbabwe. Kutaura kuno, wandu wevanhu vakatestwa vakawanikwa vari positive kuZimbabwe necoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19. Vanosvika ivo zviuru zvinodarika gumi nezviviri, 12,656. Ukatarisawo zvekare kuti pavanhu vakafa nezuro chaiye pane vakafa vana vakabva vawedzera huwandu hwevafa kusvika pari zvino kubva muna March pakapinda chirwere ichi muZimbabwe vanosvika ivo 330. Namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sizakhangela ngokwecoronavirus, sikhangele njalo ukuthi wonalo umnyaka uhambe njani kuze kube manje. Abanengi bakhala ngokuthi kube kubi kakhulu kibo, kube kube nzima ukuthi baphile bephansi kwama-lockdown, kungabe kuseSouth Africa, kungaba kuseZimbabwe, kungaba khonapha eMelika, kungaba njalo ngase-UK. Kodwa ke izinto bevele zingamanga kuhle. Yikho ke sizaxoxa ngakho konke khona lokhu. Sikhangele ukuthi okwamanje kusukisela ngombimbito ubhubhane lolu lungena eZimbabwe, sokube labantu abahloliweyo batholakala beligciwane le-coronavirus abedlula inkulungwane ezilishumi lambili, 12,656. Izolo kunje kuhlolwe abantu abedlula ikhulu batholakala bele COVID-19 abangaba 112, ngwafa abane. Okukweze inani lasebebulewe yilolu bhubhane kwaba ngamakhulu edlula amathathu, 330. Sizakhuluma ngobhubhane, sikhulume njalo ngokunye okwenzakalayo empilweni zabesifazane. Kube njalo labanye akade besenza imisebenzi yabo yezandla bezama nje ukuphila kodwa ke bekunzima. Tichakurukurawo zvekare nemadzimai ari kuZimbabwe, vamwe vari kuitawo zvidavodavo zvokungozviraramisa munguva dzino dzakangooma kudai. Asi musati ndaenda mberi zvakanyanyisa, ndine munyarikani wandinaye parunhare. Tinokuchingamidza mai Nosisa Do.
Hello.
Makadini.
Ndipo makadini.
Yeho. Nkosikazi Nosisa, wena ke uyisizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala eGhana. Yeah. Ungasichazisela ukuthi nana wena ke ubone njani umnyaka lo oka 2020?
Ngiyabingelela bonke abantu abalalelayo, abasalalelayo sikhuluma isixoxa nje kathesi. Ngisifisa ikhisimusi enhlaba yethu kusasa lonke. Umnyaka ka-2020 uqalise nzima and mina ngikumedia fraternity.
Yes.
So thina kumedia we had to really carry out ama-campaign kakhulu ukuthi sitshela abantu ukuthi hey sokulo mkhuhlane onje. So emsebenzini sisenza ama-tests, sisenza ama-videos, sitshela abantu ukuthi hayi gezani izandla, sisebenzisa ama-sanitizer, ligqoka ama-mask, ungaziboni ukhwehlela ongawujayelanga, utshisa umzimba, usehluleka ukuphefumula, bonela ama-numbers eGhana Health Service ngapha eGhana, babuya endlini bazokukhangela kumbe uhambe esibhedlela nje ubatshela ukuthi awuzwa kuhle. Njengoba ngapha eGhana imalaria yejayelekileyo, but i-corona yabuyala ilama-symptoms amanye anganasilahle ngani imalaria, so abantu bebengani babengathathi seriously. Basikumina wathi kusozangena ku-lockdown ngo-March eGhana. And then sasesiphuma ku-lockdown after about 3 weeks. Ama-restrictions ayakhona, our travel sasingavunyezwa ukuphuma like through airports or ama-land borders. But i-airport ivulwe mhla ka-September 1 and then ama-borders alokhe closed. To the beach akuvunyezwa for now. Kodwa mina mhla ka-28 October ngavuka nje ngizwa kuhle. Ngikhanda lichayayo, nathi amaphilisi ngoba ikhanda leli alihambi, alipeli, lokho libuhlungu. Ngahamba emsebenzini ngaphenduka, ngoba ikhanda leli hayi lokho elingani alihambi, no matter what I do. Ngasebenzisa ukuthi ngingeni, ngishone ngihlezi erumini, ukudla kwami konke kulethwe erumini khonapho, ngisebenzisa imiganu, ngingatshintshatshintshi imiganu. Ukuthi ngingathelela ukuhla abantwana lo mkami. And kwakunzima kakhulu, kwakunzima.
So singathi wena waba lama mild symptoms yini kumbe RSV?
Mina ngabona amadokotela amaningi besenza ama-categories ayi-3. Ukuthi lokhu kuku-mild, lokhu kuku-serious and lokhu kunjani njani. But mina ama-symptoms engangilawo ngibone engani hayi ekhatha across ama-categories wonke. For instance, I never lost my sense of smell and taste, but I had a challenge with hearing at some time.
Okay.
And then, non-sibale memory, like a brain fog, I couldn't answer simple questions. In the was a confusion. And then, the konoka ngutho uthi ngiyabe ngikhinga kakhulu, kodwa ngingachisi. And then inika nje ukuphefumula nje kwakunzima. Ukuphefumula kwakunzima kakhulu kimi. Akuphelelwa ngumoya, ukudinwa. Ukudinwa ongajayelekanga, ukuthi awufuni ukulala, lokho umzimba wabe ukusinda. I-fatigue. It was very severe. Lokutshaya-ke likhanda lokho.
Kodwa walaliswa yini esibhedlela? Wahlala yini esibhedlela okwesikhathi?
Esibhedlela babethatha labo kuthiwa even i-inhaler ayisasebenzi. So mina because nga-asthmatic ngahle ngaqasa ukusebenzisa i-inhaler engagcina ukuyisebenzisa when I was around 19 or so. So bantshela to ukuthi ngingabona u-inhaler engane ayisasebenzi akusangcedi kumele ngingene esibhedlela. So eGhana ama-cases amaningi people were at home. Ama-cases la aqalisa ngo-September, October. Umkhuhlane ufika lapha kuqala, yes, anybody who test positive babekugcina bekumonitor and all. But mina ngahlala ngangisendlini the entire time and then isibhedlela sizabe sifona si-checka ukuthi namhlanje kanjani, lelendani. And then endlini kumele bakucheke, I think every 3-4 hours nje bakucheke ukuthi uright. Bangakuyeduzane, of course, bayavula umnyango nje babone ukuthi bakubize nje ukuthi uyavuka yini, because enye ingozi ekhona yena le ukuthi umuntu alalalala angasavuki futhi umkhuhlane lo. Fatigue lani lani. So mina ngani ngikhaya most of the time, and then ngase ngidinga imithi ahamba kuma platforms, you know, njengaba ama platforms abo Zimbabwe women in journalism. Ngazuza a lot of tips from fellow colleagues, fellow women abase Zimbabwe who are journalists.
Yes.
Bani abake badlula kukho banika ama tips amaningi. I mean, abanye ngabakhuluma amabizo abo oMerriti Nzombira, abantu so many people were helping ama tips ukuthi ulale ngesisu, you know, kwenza ukuthi isikhwehlela lesana esiza block amaphapho sibuye phezulu, you know, abanye bengithumezela amavidiyo ukuthi kumele uguqe phansi ufake ikhanda phansi ukhwehlele lokhana ukuthi konke okusesifukeni kuphume, ukuthi kungablokheki, even though ngase ngiqalise ukuthatha ama-antibiotics. And then ngapha eGhana labo they really believe in ukuthi imithi isezihlahleni is around us. So ngapha eGhana lakho ngangithatha amalokhuzeni in addition to vitamin C, ama-capsules lana i-1000. Still has challenges with insomnia. I still have challenges. So back to Kona, it's called long COVID. And there's a study that is going on around the world about people who have tested negative but are still struggling with ama symptoms and COVID. Ama long-term, ama side effects. So kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu bagqoke ama-mask, basebenzise ama-mask, bageze izandla zabo. Ngikhonapha angikwazi ukuthi njengomuntu waziwayo ukuthi wena ngigqoke i-mask yami ngisenzani, I don't know ukuthi where I got it from. So ukhangele izimali ezasetshenziswayo ukutesta, first time positive ukutesta ukuthi so-negative, amaphilisi imithi yakhona involved, ama-food, izinto okumele ziyenziwe, and the psychological and the mental torture that comes with it. It's better to avoid konke lokhu by just not getting it, your new coronavirus. Kungcono ugqoke imask, utshiselwe sibili kodwa ungawuzuzi umkhuhlane lo, because still so abantu abaningi abanamali yama-check-ups. So abantu abaningi abakwazi ama-underlying conditions abalawo. So omunye umuntu engasila nge-coronavirus does not mean omunye umuntu will.
Yeah.
Because afterwards, ama-underlying conditions.
Yeah, what do you say? Well, can you just briefly say out your, explain your experience in English now? When you contracted the COVID-19.
Okay, in English.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so on the 28th of October is the day that I recall feeling very unwell, feeling uneasy. I couldn't quite, you know, put my finger on it, but I knew I had a headache that even after taking paracetamol or any other, like, medication was not going away. I, on the 29th, it got worse, and I stayed home. It's only on the 4th of November that I got tested, and after about 12 hours, the hospital called to say I was positive and I should go into isolation immediately in my home and separate myself from my children and my husband, which the call in itself was very traumatic for me. Yeah, it was traumatized. I was very traumatized after that, because as a journalist, I mean, I was well aware what this was. I spoken at length about it to my team, to viewers, where I work, and I worked on a lot of productions for clients and ourselves to get the message across to people that, you know, they need to take the necessary precautions, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds under running water with soap, sanitize your hands, you know, wear your nose mask, and, you know, social distancing. And here I was, you know, the one that now was unwell. And I couldn't even pinpoint where I could have possibly contracted it. I was at a loss as to where that could have possibly happened. So I stayed home, and I did isolate in my home. It was very difficult because my children are very young and wanted to know what's going on with me. So what I did was the hospital would call and check on how I was doing, and, you know, told me that should I find myself really struggling to breathe because I'm asthmatic, and they prescribed an inhaler for me, which I hadn't used since I was 19. If that inhaler failed to work, then I should be rushed over to the hospital, obviously calling in advance so that they protect themselves as well. Prior to my arrival, that never happened. I never had to be rushed to the hospital. But
we
thank God for that. Yes. And, you know, my family never did get tested, but I mean, we were monitoring if they would get symptoms. I had symptoms that I felt cut across the various categories that I've seen. Being put out there because in as much as I was not admitted into a hospital, I did have issues with confusion and not being able to answer basic simple questions. And I had, I never had a cough, which is one symptom that people look out for. I never coughed at all. Some of the chest pains I had was from the sleeping position, not from the coronavirus itself. And I had the never-ending headaches. Mm. You know, my eyes were bloodshot, like they were red constantly throughout this period. I'm not too sure why, but they were just extremely red. Mm. And once in a while, my fingers, my toes would tingle. I couldn't really quite carry things. But on the 20th of November, I had to go for another test after about 2 weeks. And I tested negative, I was happy about that result. But it later turned out, you know, I got the result and thought I was fine, tried to get back to my normal routine. And I realized that a negative result does not mean you fully recovered, because fatigue and breathing was still an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, even driving, I even had a car accident after thinking I've recovered, and I wasn't ready, basically, to be on the road and to be working. So the issue of long COVID is something that media houses and I'm sure the medical fraternity should continue to look into, that those who have recovered, you know, what's the state of their lungs and their bodies after, you know, this virus has left. Mm. But it wasn't an easy experience, even mentally. So the issue of mental health is critical, because you are taking all this medication and all these, you know, vitamins and trying to eat healthy. You're not quite sure whether it's working or not. And when you have kids who also watch CNN and other platforms where they hear these figures, you know, my children would come up to me and ask me if I would die, if I was going to leave them. You know, so it was mental torture for everybody around me, mm-hmm. and myself as well, because I didn't know whether what I was doing was working.
Mm, I can imagine. I can just imagine.
So people need to really avoid all the symptoms and the financial, you know, side of the financial impact, the psychological impact and physical impact of this virus. People really need to pay attention to what's required in terms of not getting the virus and protect themselves, rather than going through all these things that I went through. And I'm here, and I don't have my own family here. But there is a community of Zimbabweans that were standing in prayer, mm-hmm. you know, sending very encouraging messages, the embassy sending very encouraging messages to me, and my neighbor, although at some point I was afraid I had infected her because she was with me in my car when I was sick and I didn't know it. She turned out not to be sick, but she went the extra mile and she was preparing meals for me and my family and placing it at our gate nearly every evening at her own expense. So that was another side of this virus was the other side of humanity, the beauty of humanity, the beauty of people coming together to help each other out during a difficult time. Mm-hmm. Because I thought she'd be upset with me that I was sick and she had been in my car and she's got really small, a baby. But she actually chose to be preparing meals for us and my family. Mm. So that was the beautiful side of it, that I got help from unexpected places, from fellow journalists in Zimbabwe who are women, from my neighbors, from the Zimbabwean community here in Ghana, it was just a negative and positive experience all at the same time.
At the same time, yeah. Regarding that, yambukire kuchishona now. Ngangoti ni muchidimbu chaunokwanisa ichocho ndoziya kuti wakarerekera zvikuru kuchinjevele but ngoti muchidimbu zvawakasangana nazvo
coronavirus ndakarwara necoronavirus. I think ndakatanga kunzwa symptoms 8th of October. Soro aitema, ndikatora mapirisi, and then on the 4th of November, ndakaenda kumatesta, tested positive. Hospital vakafona about 12 hours after the test. So kana uri positive, vanofona as soon. But kana uri negative, sometimes even the next day, maybe, nema emails, ne text message. Mm-hmm. But vakafona around midnight, kundoudza kuti, murume wako, nasi mubhedhu, ngaaende kunorara somewhere else, vana, be by yourself in bedroom mako, make sure kuti zvinhu zvaunoshandisa kitchen, haushei navo, your toothbrushes, Saka, yeah, and I got around about 15 days, and it was difficult. Now the Shona is going, it was difficult, but
wakabatsirwa nevamwe here
vekuZimbabwe. Ndakabatsirwa nemaZimbabwe ari kuno kusterek, especially nema prayers. Vanhu vaicheka on you achindi namatira embassy, and then kuZimbabwe. The Ripper Cook, Zimbabwe women in journalism, Zimbabwe women journalists. And Ipa Popa, my journalist, Vamwe, had already experienced COVID. Saka, why in the Yorama tips could Titora eat you, my pirate putenga, my drugs, my vegetables, my food, kustima every day. Saka, and Agabatil, whenever Wakawanda Vamwe. I don't even know them, but the Kabatiru and Evan Wakawanda. Taka COVID, for me, my breathing problems, sorrow, my cold sweat, it's okay, four times per day, chichinja mashik, because the whole bed, ningeri wet, asinjisina. High temperature. And ndakumbokosora saka vamwe vanenge vachiti muna nokosora ne COVID, muna ne temperature ne COVID. Inini ndanga ndisina kana temperature. And ndakumbokosora. Saka don't judge from the outside kuti munhu ane COVID akadai. Azvishandi muna anotestwa kuti anayo kana kuti haana, because vamwe vanhu vanokwanisa kutogara vasina kana symptom one. But vachitaura, vachibvisa maski, vachitaura
pamadeski evanhu vachishandisa mapeni evanhu kumabasa vachibata madoendos evanhu vasina kusanitize and all that. Because munhu wacho anenge achiluka like ari healthy. Meanwhile munhu maybe body yake iri strong. Because we don't know kuti how strong our bodies are until they are attacked. Saka vamwe they survive, vamwe they don't. But if you have my underlying conditions, my high blood pressure, my diabetes, I think that I could have my problems because my research is a good check. I want to survive from day to day. I think that you would have any sugar and any cheese. So, okay, is a coronavirus, it's a disaster.
Yeah. You need to have a disaster.
I want to have my mask, like my mask. Maoko, it is soap 20 seconds under running water, sanitizer, social distancing for Christmas. You know, I know Pansoku Kurara and you don't know it.
Teaching who are the Lundos that Ghana, my noses are dull. Watching it, it is Logutina. Ungalishiyela abalaleli nge-coronavirus ngikhisimusi kunje ungabe ungunike njalo lethuba lokubingelela izihlobo labangani.
Okay, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Hayi, ngakutsho nje ukuthi abantu bakithi sinanzelele singadinwa ukugqoka amamaski lokugeza izandla lokusanitiza singadinwa ngoba imali ezizangena usu umuntu esigula ziyethusa. Njalo i-mental health iqakathekile ukuhlutshwa umkhuhlane ongaziwayo osazithethwa lanamuhla. Kuyasinda engqondweni. So kungcono ukuthi ungaguli. Kodwa nxa ulalela usilalela lapha sixoxa and usulayo leyo coronavirus, ngiyacela nje ukuthi ubambelele enkosini uyowuthandaze ucabange ikusasa yakho ungethuki uplani kuzwayo okufunayo nje. Mina ngabhala an article ngesikhathi soneso isikhathi ososiphiwe la ukuthi uhlale phansi wedwa uyagula ye kodwa isikhathi la ukuthi ukucabange njengempilo nje ukuthi lapho sila khona ubona ukuthi impilo yakho is ufuna ukuthi ihambe njani. Unathi imithomelo uyinathi. Usteam at least 3 times a day. Usteam. Nxa kulama lemon, igarlic, onion. Uboyile konke unathe uzinathele le hani yakho ngafi. Unathi isifuba sakho kumele sitshone sigudumala. Unganathi amanzi aqandayo efrijini ungaqali. Unathi into ezigudumalayo. Ube nethembe enkosini nje xa usilalela. Mina bangikhaya ngababingelela omama, omama baseRichmond. Umisis Mkandla, lo Mr. Mkandla ebaseRichmond. Le muli yakithi abantu bonke abakomazibuko kobulawayo, abantu bakomlotshwa, abakohajebo, abantu bakondiweni, abantu bakoshabango, abantu bakontuli, oNcwebetsha.
Usindile kulolu bhubhane.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu manje nothenda. Isishona sengathunga isikhulu. Ubele Khisimusendle.
Okay. Ela ubele Khisimusendle. Siyayibonga inkosi ngokusindisa uNosisado. UNosisado yisizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala kweleGhana njalo uyintshatheli ezindaba. Sisebenzelaye eZimbabwe, khathesi usesebenzela eseGhana yenake ube wehlelwe lisupho lokugula lokuthathela umkhuhlane lo owe COVID-19 wagula kodwa ke siyayibonga inkosi ukuthi usindile. Awuyo angari nosisado wanange ndikukurukura naye muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Achikurukura nezvakamuwana apo akabatira chirwere cheCOVID-19 asi akanovhenekwa iye zvinezvi akawanikwa asisina chirwere ichi. Asi anora anoti iye ari kukuzvidzira vazhinji kuti varambe vachichengetedza utano hwavo, usamirire kuti unge uchibatira chirwere uzorapwa. Muchirongwa chedu sezvandataura pakutanga, sezvo tadongorera pakisimusi kudai, ndichapa mukana madzimai kuti vange vachitaurawo vachikwazisa hama neshamwari sezvo iri kisimusi kudai. Okwamanje yesenza kwenza ikuti nyineke ithuva omama njengoba kuluhlelo lwabesifazane kunjenje, njalo sisondeleye sesilunguze kukhisimusi. Ikhisimusi langa lekhisimusi likhona kusasa. Asizweni ke ukuthi omama bona ikhisimusi yalo nyaka bayibona njani.
Ngiyalithanda ilanga elihle, ilanga elikhulu kangaka, ngithi lilanga labomama namuhla. So ngiyalibingelela lonke bomama, ngibingelela nabomama baseRevelation Church of God. Ngithi ilanga elikhulu kangaka bomama, ilanga elihle. Mina igama lami nginguSindiso Mpofu. Ngibingelela isizwe sonke, omama, omama abaqhakathekile, omama abaqhakathekile. Yikho ngiyababingelela kakhulu ilanga elikhulu kangaka. Bobaba liphathe kahle bomama, omama abaqhakathekile. Lani bomama liphathe kahle obaba. Yembingelela konke ekhaya eJombe, khona le esigabeni seMavule, eSenjuti, eRunyararo, eMathanjathini, eSilobela. Nalapha kobulawayo bonke nje womama jikelele, ngithila ngelikhulu kangaka sihlangabezana lekhisimisi. Ngithi njani khona ngapho, liphekani bakithi? Hayi, thina siyapheka ngekhisimisi emfushwa, yosiyabe siwupheka yosiwujayeleyo, sesidiniwe ngalokho okumnandi lokhu. Ye hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. U-2020 lowu siyawuvala, singena u-2021 ubana nalingene lingomama abahle, liziphathe mama liziphathe konke labantwana, ligcine kahle obaba, obaba isisiqokoqela, obaba abayibo abamele umuzi. Siyalithanda bobaba, singomama silibingelela, siyabonga.
Ini ndinoitwa Mike Linkenberg, ndinoti rufaro kwamuri mese. Ta nguva ino yeChristmas, ndinongoda kukwazisa hama dzangu dzose vari muno muZimbabwe, vakatekeshera neZimbabwe yese nevari kunze kwenyika. Ndichiti kwamuri stay safe, nyika haina kumira zvakanaka. Garai kudzimba dzenyu, mubike mabhodho enyu, mufare nemhuri dzenyu. If there was ever a time yamunoda kuchaizvozvi, it's now. Ngatiregei kungofamba vanhu vari kupedzisira vane misodzi pamatama. Ndatenda hangu.
Okuqala, ndithanda ukubonga uNkulunkulu onguye ongigcinileyo kanye lemuli yami ngaphepha kulolu bhubhane olukhona. Ngisithi ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngiphinde futhi ngifisele u-2021 impilo ende, kuphumelela nanxa nje siphakathi kwalolu ubhubhane. Ngiphinde ngibonge futhi uNkulunkulu osinike amanzi ayiyo kade sikhathaza kakhulu, enginethemba ukuthi kuza kuba ngcono kusukusela kathesi siyangena ku-2021.
Makadi henyu, inini ndinozeyese umwanza, ndinogara kuHarare kuZimbabwe. Ndinoda kumoresa sista yangu Trish, ndomoresa husband yake Tinashe naJoel vari kuUK, nedzimwe hama dziri muno muZimbabwe. Nongoti Merry Christmas, vaine Christmas yakanaka. Isusu hatina zvedu zvatiri kuita zvakawanda for Christmas nenyaya yeCovid. Tinenge tingori kumba, tungo ita brai, tungo gare ilu kumba. Nungo tikuwa muli koko, stay safe.
Ogoma njeye, woti si kulu menjalo lavanye o mama, abesitjela ukubana bonake umnyaka ka 2020 bawubone injani njengoba akade sihlaselwe lubhubhane lolu olwe-COVID-19. Regaiko zvine izvi ndipe mukana mamwe madzimai kuti vange vachititsanangurira kuti 2020 uyu vakamuona sei.
From London but katese ngobulawayo ngoba 2020 lo so be letting pasha zami, uteni dinto zami zonke, uti seni nilubhekise ekhaya. Kodwa ungafika lapha ekhaya, uzama ukulungisa izinto zakhona, returning resident, ama-challenges akhona. Kodwa khona ngilokhe ngisalwa lakho. Ngoba ngale London ibe nzima kimi. I was bereaved and then I thought, let me go back home. Home is home. The weather is nice, it's raining, but you know, so akuthazana nje ukuthi asibuye ekhaya and try and do whatever we can do ekhaya khona. So that's my plan.
Nibizo lami ngisazini ngifuna beauty. Umnyaka lo kunzima kakhulu ngoba izifiso zami zonke ade ngifuna zifezakale azifezakalanga. Ade ngifisa ukuthalelana ngiyathola nje imisebenzi yezandla ukuthi ngizincedise ngawo. Nondle abantu abami as a single mother, abantu abami ngihlala labo, owami uyi-one laba kadadewethu ngihlala labo, izindawo abakhona le ngaphandle kwelizwe kunzima kibo ngoba i-corona le ivale imfezini. Mina emsebenzi bengisebenza bengithunga umsebenzi wami wezandla wokuthunga so bengithunga ngithungela mama ngithunga amayimfumo abantwana besikolo ngithungela nabantu nje abamachechi bamachechi adivalwe so izikolo zavalwa so kade kungela business yokuthunga. Okunye ade ngifisa nje ukuthi ngivule umsika wami ukuthi ngithengise ngoda izinto zami ngithengise manje konke kube nzima umnyaka usuze waphila asikwazi le-Christmas yangifuna ukuthi sizayidlala njani konzima kangaka. Umnyaka ozayo ngokufisa kwami bengikhangelela ukuthi ma ngingathola imali yestathi ngode into zokuthengisa ngithengise ngithole le mali yokuthi ngithenge amalembu okuthi ngithunge into zokuthengisa ngithengise. Uthi umnyaka uthi uqalisa lami ngiqalise lawo engxenye kungaphile kangcono.
Uhamani.
Hola
mala, no ya
la
instalación.
¿Cómo
se
llama? Kangelele kwezemali lapha imali esiholayo ayiseneli kuhle lazilezikolo ngala bantwana babuya belandile akukuhle vele ngathi le khisimusi yalonyaka vele asuze siyikholise ngoba heyi kunzima la mafizi abantwana lisendathi hayi hayi akukuhle sibili. Unyaka ka-2021 uzaba nzima kithi kakhulu especially ababalisi ngoba abantu abethu abafundanga lutho last year. So ukuthi size sikwanise ukuthi sibayenze ukuthi ba-grabe amanye ama-concepts kuzaba nzima. So 2021 lowo uzaba ngunyaka onzima futhi kakhulu kithi.
Mina ngu-Mrs. Emily Sanders. Ngihlala lapho kobulawayo here in Zimbabwe. Year 2020 has been a very difficult year for almost everyone, and kakhulu business people, and for us women as well, because as you are aware, women now are always up and about trying to fend for their families. So the kunzima sibili ukuthi ever since March kuze kube le lockdown, ama businesses amaningi avala. That meant ukuthi sonke inibethu sihlezi ngkhaya. Bekungekho lula shu ukuthi siphile, ngoba sonke siphila ngokuba lokhu esigijigijima sizama ukubona ukuthi singatholani phandle ngakho. So isikhathi sonke lesi bese sifide kakhulu, and kuze kube lakathesi khathi sesiya ku-festive season, abantwana labo bayabekhangelela ukuthi abazali labo bazayenza okunye okukhanyayo, akulalutho. La mafees wona la afunekayo January kathesi izikolo ziyabe sezivulwa, akulalutho. So konke lokhu vele bekube nzima kakhulu. So kuhlangane lo mkhuhlane nalowo COVID, abaningi bayagula, abanye abakwanisi ukuthi bahambe kuma-chest wona lawo lawe COVID, abaningi abakwanisi even ukuthi bathenge imithi ngoba iyadura. So impilo naleyi inzima kakhulu kithi sonke, kakhulu omama, ngoba ithe sithwena silabantwana, ithe sithwena sikhangela imuli. So sikhangelana labo kakhulu bonke. La ma-stress abobaba wona lawo ayithe siwathwalayo futhi, ngoba sibobanqayisele stress sokunzima nkaya khonaphana, sesokumele sibone ukuthi siyabhalansa kuhle.
Mina ngimozandile Dube, ngihlala lapha eGwawalanza, ngiphila ngokuthengisa and isimo sesisibi kimi, ngoba bengiphila ngokuemaxina. I-corona ye iyasitshayelela phansi, manje sokunzima empilweni, ngiyabhatala irenti ukuthi ngidle. Njenge-Christmas yalo nyaka inzima, akula kudla, akula mpahla, i-business ayiyenzi vele, akula business ehambayo. Angangiyenzile, sahlukana nabantwana bayi-2.
So ngobagcine
hayi bakubaba.
Okay, so wathatha abantwana?
Ubaba
selomunye unkosikazi? Okay, so wona ngathi somele uzigcinele?
Somele ngizigcine, sengisehluleka lakho ukuzigcina kwangikhona indaba ye-lockdown.
Lapho uthengisana
amajumbo, maelo, lama-sweets.
Ikhisimusi yakho ukhalela ukwenzani?
Hayi, ikhisimusi lami bengikhangelela ukuthi lami ngidle 7 colors. Manje hheyi, akunzima. Nathi amadrinki lami ke ngiphuza utshwala nje, nginginathe ngikholise nje.
Uthini ebantwini abangani bakho bafisele ikhisimusi baqamba ma bezibabingelele?
Whisper uDube lonamanko le muli yangithi yakoDube entaba zizuna ngifisele okuhle, nabantu abamkhona ngale snippet lo smaller emberengwa bafisele okuhle. Ngithi uNkulunkulu kabenzele okuhle, bangene umnyaka omutsha kuhle ngele njabulo.
Ye lawo ke ngabanye babomama abakhulunywe labo ngiyintathela izindaba yethu eyestudio 7 u-Ezra Jesus Banda ngobulawayo babekele thuba lokubingelela izihlobo labangane, njalo bachasisa ukubana wona umnyaka ka-2020 ububaphethe njani. Okwamanje ke wathi ngichaphele ngale siyekhuluma ngokwenzelwe abesifazane abaphila ngokuthengisa, abesifazane bakubulawayo abaphila ngokuthengisa abalungiselwe izambuzi emkambo lapho abasebenzela khona, ngoba sekubonakale ukubana akula zambuzi ezihlanzekileyo abangazisebenzisa besebenza khona lapho emkambo. Njalo kulilungelo labo abesifazane ukuthi batholiswe ithuba elihle elingaka lokuthi basebenzise izambuzi ezihlanzekileyo. Abenhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthengisa yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association bamanyane labenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abomama e-Women Institute for Leadership Development, i-WILD, abathi bona bakubone kufanele kubana babe lomlando ukutholisa omama indawo ezihlanzekileyo ezokusebenzisa. Bethi ukuswelakala kwezambuzi kuyahlukuluza umuntu wonke, ikakhulu ongumama. Njalo kumaviki edlileyo kulomama owatshaywa igesi wabhubha ezama ukuzinceda emkotweni ngoba kungela zambuzi ebeseduzane. So ngakho ke abe wild bemanyene labenhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthengisa bakubona kufanele ukuthi benze njalo ngakho ke umunicipality wakubulawayo yena ke uthi ulezambuzi ezithile ezingaphose zifikele ikhulu kodwa ezidlula kodwa zivaliwe ingxenye yazo ngoba abantu bezisebenzisa buchapa ngakho ke lezi eza esezihlanziwe eza esezakhiwe kakutsha na bazipenda lokuhlanzeka phakathi bakhela futhi le ndawo yokutshintshela abantwana izishubo indaba indawo egcine ziqondileyo zokulahla ingcikeza njalo zapendwa kakutsha lezi zambuzi ngakho ke uZulu ukhuthazwa ukubana aphathe kuhle izambuzi lezi lokuthendi nje kungabe lokuchapha bokulahlela ingcikeza ndawana yonke ngoba kungela muntu ozabuya lezogeziza lezo zambuzi kumbe ukuzithanyela asizweni ke emkhosini wokunikezwa kwezambuzi lezi okusemthethweni kukhansili yakobulawayo.
Health Services Dr. Iswaga, the Acting Director of Housing and Community Services Institute, the Director of Health Services Dr. Iswaga, the Acting Director of Housing and Community Services Institute, the Director of the Women's Institute for Leadership Development, Ms. S. Kumalo and staff, the Director of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, Mr. M. Diwene and staff, senior council officials here present, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me pleasure to stand before you today for the handover of refurbished ladies toilets by the Women's Institute for Leadership Development and the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. The city of Bulawayo is proud of this partnership as it is focused on ensuring that women who operate around this area have toilets that are in habitable condition. We are grateful that WILD and EBTA are committed to improving the state of these public toilets to WILD plus standard. The past year has been a learning curve for the city of Bulawayo on how we should improve the standards for public amenities so that they are indeed fit for the city of Kings and also help prevent the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. The present renovation involves the changing on the floor from cement to ceramic tiles, adding of sanitary kit for disposing sanitary pads, addition of a nappy changing counter for women children.
Fatamele wise zama ukuthi sikhiphise ithenika omama lapha emakethe ebesizazisa ukuthi ibe asangeneki lokhu futhi kuhambelana ne-agenda yethu esiyenza njengenhlanganiso e-inclusive city planning and designing esizama khona ukuthi sixhasane nama-local authorities to try and improve infrastructure that is used by ama vendors nama-informal traders. So this is an opportunity, this is just the beginning of the work that we want to do as an organization. What we have done also, Makumare, which we have designed, I'm not sure, as we speak right now, but we are trying to sell to council, which is in Malo, which is with a proper infrastructure, and we put that. We have done a song, we want to thank the council for allowing us to do this work, and whoever is going to be seeing this bulletin that we are announcing about the DA, may they come forward and support this kind of work, particularly in including vendors, developing and planning and designing.
Ibulawayo City Council over ama-toilets esiwarenovethileyo njengomsebenzi wethu organizations that are based lapha kubulawayo asebenza ke lama-vendors. So sibone ke kuqakathekile ukuthi silungisise-ke indawo leyi ukwenzela ukuthi omama abayiba ababambekileyo emsebenzini we-trading ku-area leyi njengoba siyikhangele kube lula kibo ukuthi basebenzise-ke ama-facilities lawa bangabhodabhodi besezindawo zokusebenzisa and njalo ezathi singena phakathi sizabona-ke ukuthi silungisile njalo sayenza ukuthi kube le ndawo lapho mama abakwanisa khona ukushintshela ama-napkin abantwana. So siyathemba ukuthi facility lay is a total over the council and the make sure which kona kona here to inegala kuhle imaintain kuhle iclean njalo and siyathemba ukuthi omama abazayisebenzisa bayisebenzise kube ngomama kuphela obaba bengangeni phakathi but kube safe space for women that are trading in this area. Otherwise, they are going to for coming to be part of this event that is in the over again. The facility is a thing, a renovation, the carriage by the end.
Labo ke bebengebe inhlanganiso eye Vendors Association yabaphila ngokuthengisa nganye lo councillor wakubulawayo ukancillor Rubini nganye ke lo nkosikazi Samkhumalo owehlanganiso eye Wild nalabo ke ngabakhele abaphila ngokuthengisa abesifazane abemkambo izambuzi ezihlanzekileyo zokusebenzisa lapho kube khona lapho okukutshintshela khona izithubo ebantwaneni. Aba banga bari madzimai esangano re-Women Institute, Women Institute for Leadership Development World, vakabatana neveBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association kuti vange vachivakira madzimai eMbulawayo vanorarama nekutengetengesa zvinhu pamusika kuti vavewo nezvimbudzi zvakanaka uye zvakachena. Apo vakatovapendera mukati vakavaisira nenzvimbo yekunge vachichinjira manapukeni vana vavo apa vanenge vari kushanda. Zvinhu zvinotendeka zvikuru. Pamaminitsi asaraya tiregai tidzokere kune mamwe madzimai achikwazisawo hama neshamwari muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Apo tinoti ngatikurukurei madzimai asi issue dzenivo mama is the women's round table giving an opportunity to the other women in Zimbabwe to be able to say their greetings, their Christmas greetings, as well as just give them a platform to say out what they were experiencing throughout 2020. It has been such a challenging year for all of us the world over.
Zonke indawo lapho engabe likhona mina ibizo lami nguSoneni Ndlovu ngihlala eCountry Park ngibingelela omama bonke labo baba bagcinileyo ngithi happy happy merry Christmas. Zonke indawo lapho engabe lizikhona hayi thina lapho esikhona sibhizi sizamazama ukudobhisa lokhu lalokhu yana sizama ukuthi sisebenzele izimuli zethu. So ngibingelela ngibonga nje leleli langa lalamhlanje ngibingelela lo wonke omama osongane omama sonke singavukani sisebenzeni singalindini ukuthi obaba yibo abazabe lokho besikhuthaza besikhuthaza besiphathela lokhu nalokhu kodwa lawo bengumama ofunda ukuzenzela ofunda ukuzibambela. Ngizobingelela ibandla lami le the National Faith Apostolic Mission of Holy Ghost wonke amaguma amanomhlaba ngiyalibingelela. Mina ngisebenza lapha emaketi lapha engisebenzela khona ngithengisa igrosari. Abafuna igrosari yekhrisimusi fika nini phela lingene emarketplace shop number 65C ndizawungithola ngikhona lapho. Ngiyabonga.
Ndiritwawo fungai marasamuka ndiri kuHarare Zimbabwe. Ndongokwaziso vana vamai vangu vari kuUK Faris Madok na Richard na mwana wangu Tania Ruvarashi ne shamari sister yangu anonzi Nancy ne shamari yangu anonzi Juliet Tsuru ari ku Austria. Ndoda kungovati vaine Christmas yakanaka kunyangu zvino muri mu lockdown muno muZimbabwe. Ndoda kumoresa mufudzi womweya wangu Apostle E Madobani nemhuri yavo nevana vese veThe Revelation Church of Jesus Christ nana tete vangu madzikoma angu mabrothers angu ndoti naiyayo akwana.
Ngizothanda ukusisela abantu bonke izihlobo zethu endaweni ezihlukeneyo ukuthi babe lekhisimusi enhle, badlale kuhle umnyaka omusha, baqaphele konke okuyabe kusenzakala, ikakhulu nxa sikhangela okwe-COVID ukuthi balandele imithetho yonke ye-COVID, bengaphongi ukugcwala yonke indawo lapho ongafungelwanga khona, bamenteni ama-numbers abaphiwe nguhulumende ukuthi kumele benze njani. Lalabo abangabuyanga abangafinyelelanga ngezizathu ezithiyeneyo, siyalikhumbula sikhisela ikhisimusi enhle lomnyaka omuhle. Siyazi ukuthi 2020 bekungumnyaka onzima, kodwa ilanga kumele silicelebrate sonke, ngoba silicelebrate inyanga yonke. Kungakhethekeli ukuthi kuhamba njani, kungakhethekeli ukuthi ulani, kodwa kuqakathekileyo ukuthi sijabule sibaningi, njalo sizikhumbula ukuthi khonakhona kulo mkhuhlane omunye omubi omamemetheka masinyane, very fast. So okuqakathekileyo ukuthi sinanzelele konke esabe sikwenza, silandele le mthetho kahulumende ukuthi sizame ukwehlisa amathuba okuthi umkhuhlane lo umemetheke. Libe losuku oluhle, libe lekhisimusi enhle, lithokoze lezimuli zenu lapha elikhona.
Hello, ibizwa ngumfana yathi thande ukuzwela imuli yankhaya, ngifisela isihlanhla yonke towards 2021 and for Christmas ngiyalifisela konke okuhle, konke abasegoli, isihlobo sami, ubhuti bami. Ngifisela ukuthi asifundeni ukubonga uNkosi ukuthi isigcinile towards 2020 noma bekule COVID, but usigcinile. Simbonge isikhumbulo uthando lwakhe kukho konke. Ngiyabonga lani, ngifisela ukuhle konke nabangani bami wonke abengiphathisa noma kunzima empilweni yami. Ngifisela ukuhle mama, ngiyakuthanda, babami, ibobhuti bami, hlobo zami bonke. I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Inonzima isuka, ndakukwazisa umkhuma wangu anonzi Chinayi Antonite Nashi nasikuru vangu Tawanda vari kuBotswana namai vangu vari kuChifu.
Ngithanda kuthatha leli thuba lokubonga abanye bonke abangene kulolu hlelo namhlanje, bebulisa izihlobo labangani njalo besitshela ukuthi umnyaka lo ubumi njani. Labonga omama bakhulunywe labo yintatheli zindaba yethu uEzra Jesus Fanda mange mchinzwa madzimai apo anga achitaura achikwazisa hama neshamwari, vachitaurawo zvekare nekuti gore rino ra2020 ranga rakaoma sei. Ndinotenda zvikuru mutori wedu wenhau Kiri Mudzamiri ataura nemadzimai aya vapinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tatarisana nekisimusi kudai, mova nekisimusi yakanaka inotapira, yakakomborerwa nyange zvazvo zvanga zvakaoma kudii, asi ngatitendei nyadenga kuti vatisvitsa nhasi toti Ebenezer. Ndichanda kutata leli thuba lokulibonga lonke elenelise kungena kulolu hlelo elithethwe amazwi enu nguEzra Jesus Fanda, abanye njalo abathathwa amazwi nguKiri Mudzamiri. Hayi, siyalibonga ngempela. Ndithande futhi ukubonga uNosisa Do intatheli zindaba eyisizalwane seZimbabwe. Sake sasebenza sonke sibili eZBC, kodwa-ke khathesi usisebenzela emsakazweni oseGhana, yikho-ke uhlezi khona ngale. Njalo ngimbonga ngokuthi ukhululekile ukuthi asitshele ngokwamehlelayo lapho ehlaselwe yi-coronavirus. Ndodautora mukana uno wokutenda madzimai ese apinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi, asi kunyanya Nosisa Do anova mutori wenhau anova chizvarwa zvekare chekuZimbabwe, uyo akashanda tese kuZBC asi iko zvinezvi ave kushandira kune venyuro iri kuGhana. I'd like to say thank you to Nosisa Do for opening up about her experience as she is a COVID-19 recovery. Nguva dzedu ndodzadyana, tingadai taraenderera mberi tichiri pamwe chete, asi kwanhasi tomirira pano. Ngatisanganei zvekare. esundo rinouya ndipractices Jeremiah asihlanganeni ngeviki elizayo kuhlele lwethu asihlizeni bomama tisimusi enhle engilimfisela yona uNkulunkulu angasakali buzise yebo kube kunzima ngo 2020 kodwa ke asibongeni uSomandla ngoba kube kunzima kodwa ke usifikisile lamhlanje sasisayibona ikhisimusi ka 2020 libelelanga lihle.